Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving. Today, we're talking with the folks from Jefferson Community Foundation's program, United Good Neighbor. And we have Debbie Steele here from UGN to tell us a bit about the work UGN does and their upcoming Day of Caring. I think it's Saturday, September 23rd.
That's correct.
Welcome, Debbie. I'm so glad you could carve out some time here today.
I'm delighted to be here.
So, Debbie, I'm fairly new to the area, so I'm not that familiar with UGN, and I'm not really that familiar with Jefferson Community Foundation. Could you help me understand a little bit more about the overarching connections between the two organizations?
UGN was first. UGN has been serving in our community since 1957. So this is our 60th year of caring. Although we carve out one day, we give to the community all throughout the year. So this is 60 years of service that we've been providing. In 2017, UGN became, UGN and Jefferson Community Foundation began a new partnership. Although UGN had been sharing offices and space and some administrative staff with Jefferson Community Foundation, in 2017, they became a formal merger. And United Good Neighbors is now a special interest fund under Jefferson Community Foundation. And I'm going to compare it to something I'm very familiar with because I was one time the chair of the Jefferson Community Foundation Fund for Women and Girls. And the Fund for Women and Girls is a special interest fund under what I call the mother organization of Jefferson Community Foundation. So like Fund for Women and Girls, United Good Neighbors is a special interest fund under the umbrella of Jefferson Community Foundation.
Well, it sounds like you wear several hats in this community, along with UGN. Now, United Good Neighbors, if I understand, their primary focus is typically emergent, urgent need.
Basic services.
How is it that UGN provides these services?
Well, we don't provide the services. We provide money to the nonprofits that then actually provide the services. This year, we had a panel of maybe eight on the allocation team, and they receive requests for proposals from various nonprofit agencies in Jefferson County. From that list, the allocation team had a very difficult choice of picking who was going to get money for basic services this year. And it's such a wide range of organizations. Actually, 38 organizations received our funding this year. OLECAP. And OLECAP in several capacities, so not just one part of OLECAP. The Boiler Room, Jumping Mouse, just to name a few.
Just
so
a wide
many,
variety.
Many organizations receive our help.
So the essential role that you serve is to mobilize those agencies that bring those human services, and typically your primary focus is the more emergent, desperate, timely needs, or do you have a focus also on sustainable?
It's not necessarily desperate, but it's basic needs such as backpack for kids. They have a program called Backpack for Kids, both in Port Townsend and in Chimicum, and that's a program that we help to fund. They have a program, Camp Bowsight, which is a camp for developmentally disabled adults and children, and we help to fund their camp. So it's a wide variety of things, but it's usually a one-time kind of a basic needs program. Oh, another one is we provide money for the YMCA lunch program. And I shouldn't be saying we, because actually it's you. It's all of the people who make generous donations to UGN every year. And that's how we fund this. Jefferson Community Foundation is just the mother organization. You out there that give your donations as small as $5 and as large as thousands of dollars, all that money goes to support these organizations. So the more you give, the more we can give.
That's a great tie-in to the Day of Caring. Isn't that your kickoff for that campaign, campaign?
It is.
Yeah.
September 23rd, I have to tell you a secret. We haven't exactly decided where we're going to do that kickoff yet, but stay tuned because we're going to know soon. And on September 23rd, we'll have a festive start to the day. And you can volunteer, which we really need. Companies volunteer, like Windermere usually has a group of realtors that come out. John L. Scott, they come out and volunteer. Chamber of Commerce, they're going to be working for Habitat for Humanity this year. So what it looks like, and I can tell you this since I've only been working for JCF for 2 weeks.
Oh my.
I can tell you only from my personal experience.
You got your wheels on fast, didn't you?
I did, boy. Last year, my husband and I volunteered to help at the Boiler Room, one of our favorite nonprofits. And so we showed up in the morning. The woman in charge at that time, Nikki Russell, Nikki gave us a little talk about UGN. She gave us a pep talk. And we also did an award service for a couple of people that received awards for all of the work they'd done during the year for UGN. And then we were sent off to do our job for whichever organization we had volunteered for. And you don't necessarily have to volunteer for a specific organization. You can just call me at 385-3797 and say, Debbie, I want to help, and stick me somewhere where you need help.
So on the Day of Caring, one will, prior to that, reach out to you either online or through a phone call and register to volunteer. They don't necessarily have to have a project in mind.
No.
Nor do they, can they request a particular project if there's something promoted on your website?
For example, yes, we have Jefferson Land Trust this year is looking for people to help them build 9 park benches. And those park benches are going to be spread throughout their reserve. So it's a chance for you to hammer and nail.
So tell me about some of the other project. That's exciting. You know, you can choose to engage in the projects perhaps as your interests are, or if you want to stretch your interest area.
That's right. Yeah. Like last year, I did, my husband and I did yard work at the Boiler Room. So since I'm not very crafty with a hammer, I do know how to pull weeds as long as someone kind of points out which is the weeds and which is the flowers. So we had a great time out there pulling weeds and visiting and got free coffee and just had a great time.
New volunteers?
I met new people. But like Jefferson Land Trust, like I was saying, they don't have a specific group that's going to help. Ace Hardware in Hadlock, they're going to have a group of people that are going to be looking for a project to do. So to you nonprofit listening out there, if you have a project you want done, we need to assign them. I know Chamber of Commerce is going to be doing a special project for Habitat for Humanity. We have lots of opportunities to volunteer. And sometimes it really isn't even anything very complicated. It's maybe slapping some paint on the wall or just doing something to spruce up a nonprofit that hasn't been able to do that.
So the projects focus on assisting nonprofits in the area, not individuals.
Oh, absolutely. It's assisting nonprofits that have special projects.
You know, I was listening to the broadcast last year focused on the Day of Caring, and one of the more unique projects I found very compelling and I wanted to ask you about, but knowing that you're new, I wouldn't know if you know, DASH was one of the projects, and that is identifying the barriers to entry to these trails on Fort Worden. So some of the project volunteers took on a disability and walked through the trails at Fort Worden to identify ways to make sports and outdoor areas more available. And I thought, that's a really cool project. I imagine you'd be open to suggestions for projects if somebody wants to steer something.
Oh, we'd love that.
Yes. And so September 23rd is really coming up quickly.
It is.
If I were a new volunteer, which I will be this year.
Great.
And I only have a half day. How does that work for someone interested in getting involved?
Two things you can do. Like I mentioned, you can call 385-3797. We have a website called Get Connected, which is a great website for those of you that are new to the community or newly retired, or you just decided, you know, I want to help. I want to do something to make this amazing community even better. Many of our local nonprofits list on Get Connected projects that they need help with. And some of them are half a day. Some of them are maybe a board position. Some of them are a special project that has a start and end date, which a lot of us really like. You can go on to getconnectedjc.weareugn.org.
You know, I recently did that. I am a volunteer for Port Townsend Education Foundation. And in setting up this interview with you, you mentioned that. I thought, well, that's something I'd never heard of it. It was a breeze. It was absolutely wonderful. And I was really excited to scan through some of the other partners and community organizations that are invested in our community. And I found it very easy to do, and I look forward to resourcing it as both a volunteer and a community person here. Debbie, you have come to UGN recently, but I imagine that volunteering is not new to you.
No.
Can you tell me a little bit about what moves you to engage your time and give to a community? Have you lived in Port Townsend for very long?
Or? I moved here in 2007, and I was still working at the time. I think my mother was very involved with her church, and she was always volunteering to do things for the church. And so I grew up knowing that that was something I was supposed to do.
It was modeled for you.
It was. And I didn't really do it so much at the beginning. Although thinking back about that, that's not true. I was always involved in some.
Your earliest volunteer. I mean, we can be anything.
Oh, I can
from
tell
baking.
You what that was.
Yes, please.
I can tell you what that was. Puppet Pals for Christ.
Puppet Pals.
We went out and did puppet shows for other kids. I can remember doing that. I was involved with Job's Daughters. And part of Job's Daughters, which is a Masonic organization, was very much doing service work for the community. And then I got involved in, for those of you that know me from the Fund for Women and Girls, some very active women's organizations. I was on the Commission of the Status of Women. And so I guess I, more than I thought, have always been in some way involved. But once I retired, I really got more involved. And this community is full of rich, wonderful opportunities to help other people. We are so, so lucky here to have such a rich, wonderful nonprofit community.
Well, reflecting on your volunteer history, it's interesting to hear how the depth continued to grow. And what I'm hearing from you is you were also able to carve out time while you were working, that it wasn't something that became part of the palette of your day after your work world. If I were interested in getting more engaged with the community or expressing some of those passions and interests I have with a nonprofit, but I'm concerned about how to begin, let's just assume we're talking to someone who's never volunteered but has a little bit of a calling to do something. How did you balance it? How did you get your toes wet, so to speak? Or how would you recommend a volunteer to get their toes wet?
As I mentioned, I think the best place to stick your toes in the water is using getconnectedjc.weareugn.org, because on that platform, you can see lots of different organizations. You can see a little toe worth of working, and you can also see a submersion of abilities that you could take part in if you wanted to. And I think that would be a good way to start. Like I said, calling UGN, definitely the Day of Caring. And I also want to just mention that September 23rd is a kickoff. It's just a day. But this year, UGN is committing to a month of caring.
So if we're not able to join in an activity or a project on the 23rd, are you suggesting there will be continuing projects throughout the month of September?
We hope so.
Of
October.
As well.
We've had a couple of people say, well, we can't do anything on September, but we could sure use help in October. It's also the time that we ask you to contribute. So during the month of October, we'll be going around and speaking at different organizations. We'll be, you'll see in different stores, you'll see brochures about UGN. We'll be asking you to stick a little money in a jar. Also, that's the time that our bigger groups like Jefferson Healthcare and the Port Townsend Paper Company, they do campaigns with their employees to get their employees to give a little every month to the UGN campaign, which really is the way to go. And we can do that also if you're not in a company but want to give us $10 every month. We're able to set up that as well. So this is the way we collect the money to be able to give to 38 organizations like we did this year. So the month of caring is to reach out and ask for your help.
Well, Debbie, I have just so appreciated talking with you today about this Day of Caring. I have heard a bit about it, and I know about United Way, but I didn't really know about United Good Neighbors. And I'm so thrilled that you're under the mother organization of Jefferson Community Foundation. If you were going to speak to any specific needs as you're rolling out your plans for September 23rd, and our listeners thought, well, maybe I could get, you know, participate in advance of this event, would you have some needs that you might want to share with our listeners?
Absolutely. What we need more than anything is volunteers. We have more projects than we have volunteers.
My goodness.
So we need people that'll say, you know, like you did, Missy, you said, you know, I've never done this before, but I'm going to do it this year. We need people that'll say, I can give you 2 hours. I can't bend down and pick weeds, but I could sit and sort through material or stuff a backpack.
So the best way to reach you would be by phone or through the website to pre-register for this as well.
That's exactly right.
Okay. And
I have to say, excuse me, I just wanted to say, we are just in the beginning of this. So we will have a Day of Caring portion of Get Connected soon that will allow you to actually sign up for Day in Caring. If you want to do it now, just call me.
Excellent.
385-3797.
Excellent. I think it's a fabulous way for folks to engage with the community.
Oh,
you have your fingers in so many of the nonprofits and the essential human services that are vital to so many in our community. And I just thank you for spending some time here today and telling us about the work you're doing all of 2 weeks now. Well done, well done. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is Mike Schlexer. I would also like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org.